And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Here's something that you haven't heard nearly enough about through the overwhelming din of the attack ads during this election season. Just 3 months into the new fiscal year, North Carolina has a revenue shortfall of just over $60 million. It may balloon to 10 times that much before next June. There isn't really any question about the cause of the problem. It's the massive tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy that state lawmakers passed in 2013. The numbers aren't political spin. The current shortfall figures come from the Fiscal Research Division of the General Assembly. The estimate of how large the shortfall could be is from the Nonpartisan Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy using the latest state taxpayer data. The Institute says the cost of the Robin Hood in reverse tax cut could reach $1.1 billion this year. That's a long way from what we were told, and it's $1 billion we can't spend on public schools. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.